All right, so that leads us into Marisan.
You want a shock? I'll give it to you. You never wanted to stop the current running so hot. I'll see you watching, you're waiting to see just how far this will go. Will you stay for the show? Violent victim of the bloodshed. Where do you draw the line? Powerless to the disease. Don't ever shut your eyes.
Which is another super strong song. Lunkhead knows how to make rhythm guitars that just pump me up. And these also sound really good. Panned left, panned right. Killer fuzz tone. Great rock rhythm guitar playing. Aaron's voice is so good and so cool. This just rocks really hard. The simple dynamic devices like having a breakdown where it's just the drum and bass are really effective. I don't know why more people didn't do stuff like that. And, you know, some people kind of messed up their songs trying to go crazy with the dynamics, but these simple sort of devices work really good and they're effective. As far as complaints go, I thought the lyrics were a little bit vague. They're good, but they're not great. And, you know, and I think I'm just comparing them with the lyrics from the song before them, which may be not fair. But they're just not quite as good. And, you know, I had the same complaint with the last song, is that parts of Aaron's vocals and some of the good parts of Aaron's vocals are just not loud enough. Like, there's the end on the bridge where Aaron is belting out this line, "You pay any price," at what I imagine is the top of her range. And, you know, that's like where her vocals are the most quiet, which just seems wrong. It's like overshadowed by the electric guitar. It's a powerful part of the song and you just can't hear it that well. Well, it's a pretty minor complaint for a song that's really good.
I'm kind of at a loss here. I thought that the vocals were maybe a little too loud. I was kind of searching around for anything to say about this, and then I heard it again on the listening party, and I'm like, oh, wait, the vocals seem a little loud to me in comparison to the drums and the guitar. Maybe I can write that down on my thing, too. So I don't know. It might just be that the YouTube sound quality is different than the regular. I'll have to take another listen to it. But either way, again, this is me searching around for anything even vaguely critical to say about this song. I'm going to make that heart comparison again. This one, not so much, but it just in that it's really wonderful lead vocals, you know, rockin' rhythm section. Then I just thought the mixing might have been a little weird with the vocals too loud and the drums too soft. It kind of doesn't matter if the vocals are a little too loud because the vocals are the star of the song, obviously. But, you know, some balance. And I might be wrong, too, as we've just learned from Chumpy.
Weird, yeah. Maybe we just perceive things slightly differently. I did like the bridge. I thought it was a great part of the song. She does some kind of doo-doo-doos at the start of the bridge that are harmonized, and they sound super pretty. She should do some more pretty backing vocals for her own stuff because it sounds really good.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And the guitar work was great, too.
Yeah, Lunkhead's a master.
Yeah, yeah.